This morning's reading comes from the 10th chapter of Gospel of Luke, verses 38 to 42. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." The word of God for the people of God.
I have a friend from my time in Atlanta who we grew to be really close, and we still keep up with each other. We'll talk two or three times a week. And my friend, God loves her, but she is all over the place when we're having a conversation. She has an 8-year-old child running around. She is trying to figure out what to make for dinner. She has a 19-year-old child who's still at home living with them. She's trying to figure out when her husband is going to be home so that she knows when dinner needs to be cooked on top of what to cook. And so she is all over the place, and you will be having a conversation. In mid-conversation, she'll be doing something else and then come back to the conversation. So I just have to have patience with her. But then in thinking about her and thinking about us, we all have those moments where there's 100 different ideas, 100 different tasks, 100 different things that are going on through our head. And a lot of times we think to ourselves, where do I start? Where do I start? Now, in our scripture today, we look at the story of Mary and Martha, and they're welcoming Jesus into their home. And whenever you welcome someone into your home, when you're hosting maybe a get-together, or even if it's just one person, there's a million different things that you're trying to get done before said person comes and when said person is at your house. You're trying to make sure that there's plenty of food on the table. You're trying to make sure that everybody's talking to each other and having a good time, and it goes so forth and so forth. And so a lot of times when we do have all of these different things going on through our heads and we're trying to go from here, there, and everywhere, we become inefficient. We become inefficient because we're focusing on, okay, I got to do the food, I got to clean, I got to do this and that, and we drop stuff. Oh no, the food's burning. Oh no, I didn't take the trash out, so I have a trash can full with all of these people coming over to my house. That's what is going on with Martha right now. She has welcomed Jesus into her home. She is trying to make sure everything is going well while Jesus is there. And then her sister Mary, who is also there, is just sitting there at Jesus' feet. Sitting at Jesus' feet and listening. Listening. We see Mary listening, and we see Martha going here, there, and everywhere, and forgetting about Jesus in that moment. She's got so many other tasks going on that she wants to make sure everything is great for Jesus, but she's ignoring Jesus in that moment because she's more focused on food, cleanliness, busyness. In our lives, when we get overwhelmed by different tasks, whether it be work, school, house chores, church, we sometimes lose sight. What do we lose sight of? We lose sight of what should be number one on our list, and that's our faith. And a lot of leadership classes that I have listened to over the years, or books or teachers, one of the things that they say some of the most successful people in life do is they wake up every morning and they make a list. And the order of the list goes by priority. So higher priority things go at the top of the list. Things that can maybe wait go at the bottom. And they encourage you to go one by one by one by one. So when you're focusing on one particular thing on your list, you're more efficient. You get it done. I've heard from science people that our brains, even though we like to say that we're great at multitasking, that our brains actually aren't meant to multitask, because we can't put our full effort into one object, one task, one idea. So if we were to wake up every morning and make a list, that's great. We can at least get the clutterness out of our brains. We can stop thinking, oh, when am I going to do this? When am I going to do that? But in making that list, it's important that we do just as Mary did. Mary didn't worry about the house chores when Jesus was there. Mary didn't worry about making sure there was food on the table. Mary made sure she was paying attention to Christ. She realized in that moment that Christ, this is the Messiah. This is the Messiah that is in my home, and I should be listening to him. And so in our list, we should put our faith number one. That's how we should start our days. That's how we should start our life. We should focus on our faith before we get into those moments where we have to get all the tasks done at work. We have to make sure that the kids have their homework done. We have to, as kids, make sure that our homework is done. Before we get pulled in a million different directions, that one list item that needs to be number one is our faith. Sharpening our spiritual disciplines, quiet time, prayer, reading scripture, and growing in our faith. Growing in our faith so that rather than being overwhelmed with anxiety of figuring out what am I going to do, how am I going to get all of this stuff done, when am I going to do it, we might be a little at ease because we trust. We've worked on our faith. We've continued to grow closer to God in those moments. And we know that that's most important. What would happen if we did that? What would happen if we put our faith first before the busyness of life? Because each and every one of us have had those moments in life and have wondered, how are we going to get everything done? And we've dropped our faith to the side. We haven't put it as our number one priority. As I think most, if not everybody, in this auditorium today knows, that I have only been here for 3 weeks. And in those moments of transition from one church, one job to another, you're trying to figure out your routine. You're trying to figure out what's going on. And so coming in here, there was a lot going on in my head. I need to meet all of these people who I've never met before. I need to make sure that I am saying hello to the people that I know so that they don't think that I don't like them. Figuring out what my role is on the staff. Getting to know the staff and build relationships with them. Making sure that I am getting the tasks done that are before me. My sermons are done, pastoral care are done, that I'm going to all my meetings, that I continue to work on my ordination paperwork. And in doing that the last couple of weeks, I realized that I was dropping God to the side for my own journey. I was more concerned with my job and unpacking, which I haven't done a good job at either, but I wasn't working on my relationship with Christ as I should have been. I was overwhelmed with anxiety. I was going in a million different directions. I still am going in a million directions. But I realize that I have to stop and breathe. And that I need to put God and my faith number one on that list. And that as I grow in my faith, I will be more at peace. I might still not get everything done, but I will have prioritized the God who loves us so much, the Christ that has done so much for us, and I will grow stronger in my faith so that I don't get overwhelmed as easy. I'm able to take on whatever happens in life, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And that I'm continuing to listen in those moments. Listen so that I know where God is leading me in my individual life, so that I know where God is leading us as a congregation, so that we can continue to do God's will, that we can continue to live out our faith. Because we do a better job of living out our faith when we put faith as our number one priority, when we focus on that as the number one priority on our list. So I hope and that I pray in those times of busyness that we stop, that we breathe, that we make a list, and that God, our faith, Christ, that it's the first thing on our list. That's my goal for the next coming weeks that I know I need to work on as I continue to transition into this role. That way, I can live out my faith even stronger, even better. Let's pray. Almighty Lord, Creator God, thank you for loving us. Thank you for your presence in our life, even when we are distracted, even when we sometimes put you to the side. And we prioritize things that aren't as important. So, Lord, we also ask you in this moment to help us keep our eyes on you, to help us have our ears open to hear you. Help us put our faith with you as our number one priority. Help us focus on that fully so that we can continue to grow and that we can continue to go out and live our faith. So we love you and we trust you. It's in your Son's name that we pray. Amen.